Where does it stop? We get taxed on our income on every purchase we make and still pay fees for every service the government provides? And now the governor wants to raise property taxes and make us pay more rent to live in the homes we own so he can keep what? Trying to defund the police? Enough. I'm voting no on Prop 387, the governor's property tax hike. Freedom of speech. It's not just about rallying on the town square anymore. Facebook, Instagram, today the internet is the town square. And the corporations who run these platforms should have to uphold the First Amendment free from government coercion.
There's a risk that Facebook embracing the power to decide who gets to speak and who doesn't get to speak is a dangerous proposition.
Call your congressperson today and tell them Americans support making big tech respect freedom of speech. We have a saying around here when somebody's full of, well, you know, we say, that dog won't hunt. Now, I hear the Democrat Party talking a lot about democracy, but it sure looks like they just deposed the President of the United States who got 14 million primary votes so they can run a candidate who got zero votes but checks more DEI boxes. The Democrats talk a good game about democracy, but for a lot of us, yeah, that dog won't hunt. Paid for by NOPEC. Liberal John Tester is out of touch with Montana values. He supports the far-left agenda and getting mixed up in foreign wars. Those are Washington values. Just say no to John Tester. David Valadeo is right for our district. David Valadeo stands up for common-sense California conservatives. He fought the Biden tax hikes and crazy green policies that hurt our economy.
We need to fix complex and contradictory laws and regulations at the state and federal levels.
And he'll never let the administrative state trample on your rights. On Election Day, vote to re-elect Representative David Valadeo.